I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is to meet his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Sochi later today, with the Syrian crisis high on the agenda. At talks earlier this month, Turkey failed to get Russia and Iran, the Syrian government's main allies, to agree to a ceasefire in the rebel-held province of Idlib. Yolan Nell reports.
Negotiations between Russia and Turkey have continued since a summit in Tehran 10 days ago ended with disagreement, and after a series of airstrikes when a Syrian government offensive to recapture Idlib looked imminent, the last few days have been relatively calm. President Erdogan has warned that a full-scale assault would result in a bloodbath and send a new wave of refugees into his country. Turkish officials have been calling for targeted operations against the jihadist group which controls most of Idlib province.
The Australian government has ordered an investigation after sewing needles were found in hidden in punnets of strawberries across the country. Six states and territories have had reports of fruit that's been tampered with. One man was hospitalised after eating a sabotaged strawberry. Several brands of the fruit have been pulled from supermarket shelves. The BBC's Simon Atkinson is in Sydney.
Strawberries actually, you know, has been a bit of a talking point in Australia the last few weeks, is actually the low price of strawberries already before these incidents took place. And that was just due to a glut in the market, if you like. And this is the pushing the price even more as people, you know, perhaps choose to stay away from the fruit. But it is causing concerns. The farmers already having a difficult time in parts of the country with drought, of course. The big question at the moment is this one person or one disgruntled person who's got involved, or have there been a couple of cases and then other so-called copycat incidents taking place as well?
The British Prime Minister Theresa May has insisted that the only alternative to her plan for Brexit is leaving the EU with no deal. Mrs. May was speaking to the BBC with just over 6 months to go until Brexit.
I believe we'll get a good deal. We'll bring that back from the EU negotiations and put that to Parliament. I think that the alternative to that will be not having a deal, because I don't think there will be, I don't think the negotiations would have that deal, and B, we're leaving on the 29th of March, 2019.
Mrs. May sharply criticised proposals put forward by some members of her Conservative Party last week to solve one of the most difficult problems, the border with Ireland. Major rescue and clean-up operations are underway across the Philippines, China and Hong Kong following Typhoon Mangkhut, the strongest to hit the region in nearly 40 years. At least 65 people are now known to have been killed in the Philippines. Large-scale casualties appear to have been averted in southern China, where nearly 2.5 million people were evacuated. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Thousands of homes in the US states of North and South Carolina are at risk as swollen rivers threaten to break their banks in the aftermath of Storm Florence, which is now known to have claimed at least 17 lives. Officials in North Carolina are planning to airlift food and water to more than 100,000 stranded people in the city of Wilmington. Japan has conducted its first submarine drill in the disputed waters of the South China Sea. The Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force carried out exercises using a submarine and three naval destroyer ships. The exercise is believed to have taken place within part of the South China Sea that China claims as its own. A new study suggests that sooty particles in polluted air breathed in by pregnant women can reach the placenta through the bloodstream. Previous research has shown links between mothers' exposure to air pollution and premature birth, low birth weight and infant mortality. Anthony Zara reports.
The researchers worked with five pregnant women living in London, all non-smokers, all with uncomplicated pregnancies, and all gave birth to healthy babies. They studied their placentas after delivery, and in each one they found evidence of what they believe are tiny soot particles. Previous research has found these particles in people's airwaves, but now it appears they may be able to move from the lungs into the bloodstream and onto the placenta. It's not yet known if the particles can also move across to the fetus, but the scientists behind the research say the particles don't need to get into the baby's body to have an adverse effect. Simply being in the placenta will have a direct impact.
The Cuban president has said he's in favour of the right to same-sex marriage being enshrined in the Constitution. In an interview with Telesur, Miguel Díaz-Canel said he wanted to eliminate discrimination of every kind. That's the latest BBC News.